If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, it's your host, Avi Goldhawk. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, do I have a treat for you today. Gosh, I get so excited when talking about real estate investing, especially when I have my friends on the air because it's so cool. Just to kind of pick their brains and we can just have a good conversation about investing, about life, about what it means to create impact on the communities in which we are investing. And so you can learn about some of the trends, the strategies that we're using, where we've succeeded, more importantly, where we've failed, all of that stuff. And I'm super, super, super excited because my friend Sonia Booker is on the air with me. I'm going to bring her on in just a second. But to tell you a little bit about Sonia, she is a master influencer in the real estate space. She is, I would say, one of the women to watch every single year and understand that not only does her word carry a whole lot of weight, but she does this stuff every single day. She invests in real estate. She's always raising capital for deals. She understands single family, multifamily. Her mentor is the late H.J. Russell, who is what I would say one of the beacons of real estate investing in Atlanta, one of the best developers that Atlanta has ever seen, also primarily responsible for the majority of the skyline, if not all of the skyline in Atlanta, and just fueling that fire for development across the city. I moved here in 2007, and I've seen the landscape change since then. And it's been so much fun to know that, one, Sonia had a part of that, her mentor had a big part of that, and just to be able to see what's been going on since then, to participate in the ups and downs, the ins and outs of the market, and bring that to you in a very bite-sized, easy-to-understand, actionable strategy format. So if you have questions throughout the show today, I want you to head on over to soniabooker.com. I'm going to make fun of her a little bit too because we just finished up an event in Dallas at the Think Realty National Conference, and there I found out that Sonia is really Tanya and her last name is really Rooker. So I've been making fun of her the entire time. I'm like, hey, you need to have a show. It should be called the Tanya Rooker Show. And your assistant is Sonia Booker, but that's you anyway. And anyway, we're going to have a lot of fun. Sonia, let's talk.
Let's talk. I don't know. Tanya, are you here? Tanya Booker, are you around?
Right, totally.
Yeah, we left her in Dallas. We left her in Dallas a couple weeks ago.
That's right. That's right. So
yeah, she's just hanging out there.
Tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Listen, you did such an amazing job, and thank you for paying such a tribute to my mentor, the late Herman Russell, and I feel the same way you do when I look at the skyline and just, you know, real estate across the Southeast in terms of this development footprint of, you know, building, you know, buildings and skyscrapers and, you know, Walmarts and Targets and just, you know, it's just such an amazing footprint. And, you know, no matter where I go, I'm always looking for something that, and I'm learning something like, oh yeah, H.J. Russell and Company built that. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, this is owned by, or this is part owned, or this is, so it was really quite amazing. And you know, to work with someone, to have that for 12 years and to just see hands-on, you know, what they did, how they operated, and how they were able to do it. I think one of the things that, for me, that I've always taken away from that relationship that I had and I still practice it is he was the master of partnering. Partnerships was, you know, such a big part of who he was and how he was able to operate. So I consider you such a partner, a friend, colleague, in the industry. And so, you know, that's me, Sonia Booker, the wealth builder that, you know, puts all that wealth and value in relationships and people and, you know, all the things that I love to do, especially as it relates to real estate.
Oh, for sure. And I appreciate that sentiment. I mean, you know, it's interesting to see like how you and I have grown together over the last maybe year and a half or two, the types of deals you're doing and now our collaboration on deals. It's just fun for me. And that's I feel why the show exists, right? To not only showcase that this is possible, but to also showcase that everybody listening can do it too. It doesn't matter. You can have a successful business and you're looking at diversifying your portfolio a little bit of your activity. Let's get started with maybe just a quick question about how one can get started investing in real estate if you already have, say, a full-time job or if you have a business that you're running successfully, because that's a question that I get a lot, and I'm sure that's a question that you get a lot too.
Yeah, and I think what I really like about that question is that it's a loaded answer, and it really starts with the idea of how much time do you have and really kind of being honest with yourself about how much time you have and how much time you're willing to commit to real estate investing. And, you know, that's one of those things that you see people kind of wash out really early from jumping in because they realize, like, this takes more time, especially if they're doing, you know, some fix and flip or something, and, you know, and they're not prepared for that. So really analyze your time and then analyze how much time are you willing, you know, outside of family, other obligations that you have, and then that's going to help you go on a path to say, well, you know what, I really need to be more of a passive real estate investor. I understand that there's some benefits to holding some real estate in my portfolio or investing in real estate, and then finding avenues, whether it be private real estate funds or partnering with someone who's doing a deal that you could provide capital and still get either a debt or equity benefit out of it. So it just really depends on the amount of time you have to devote and really being honest with that.
I think honesty is the best policy, not only with your business partners and mentors, but also with yourself.
With yourself.
Totally, like, right?
You know, because what happens is we're just sitting, not sitting around, but, you know, it's so much TV and it's so much around, you know, what goes on in the real estate world that I think what happens in a 30-minute show, or even an hour show, it nobody says like, oh, wow, that took 6 weeks. Or even 8 weeks to really film and start bringing back all the pieces, you know, if not longer in some deals. And so you get a little cliff notes of everything, and it makes it seem like it moved a lot faster. And even if they show on TV like 3 weeks later, it still doesn't compute, you know, the same way than if you're out there spending that 3 weeks, you know, with everything going wrong or everything going right or whatever. But it takes a lot of time, and you have to be really devoted to where you, you know, spend your money, spend your time is very important.
I think where you spend.
That was a big lesson from my mentor. He said, invest in things that you understand.
I think spending your time wisely is super, super critical. And you hit on a lot of major points. We have about a minute before we have to go to break. But what's the one, and we'll talk about that in a second. What's the one book? Like, if there's one book outside of yours, because you've written awesome books. Yep. Mm-hmm. What's the one book outside of yours, and we'll talk about the books, your books when we come back, that you would suggest that everybody read just to get in the right frame of mind and learn a little bit more about real estate investing?
Building Atlanta. It's by Herman J. Russell.
Building Atlanta. What a book.
Yes. What a book. I didn't have to think about it.
Yeah. That's a default right there. Do it. That's awesome.
Absolutely amazing read.
What's the best way people can get in touch with you if they have any questions about where they are, where they're headed, and they're just like, holy cow, Sonia is so addictive. I love her personality. Got to get in touch with her.
please go to soniabooker.com, S-O-N-I-A-Booker.com, and there's a contact section on there that you can just hit me up, send me an email. Would love to hear from you and see how we can work together. If I could provide any assistance, I will do it in a heartbeat. You know I will.
Awesome. That sounds great. We are going to break. Think Realty Nation. Head on over to thinkrealty.com. Check out the training videos that Sonia and I have created for you so that you can absorb the strategies you need to win with real estate investing. You need these. I'm just saying it right now. Got questions for her? Go to soniabooker.com. Got questions for me? Find me on Instagram, anywhere on social, and hit me up. Ask me a message. Ask me a message. Yes, ask me a question. Send me a message. I will answer. It's me and not a robot. I promise. I'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
If you're serious about building wealth through real estate, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and more, all focused on helping you achieve financial freedom. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Text ONAIR to 797979 for more information or register now at thinkrealty.com.
Open more, close more with 5Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5arch.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to 5arch.com.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need free time to scale and grow your business while saving money? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500. Hello, I'm Linda Liberatore with SecurePay One, the landlord helper. We will help you review your property management software, streamline your redundant tasks, and automate features that will save you time and money. Go to mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy review session.
Protecting your investment property isn't an easy task. It takes knowing what to do and doing it. Thankfully, Affinity Loss Prevention Services provides education to keep your losses at a minimum and your property safe. Sign up for the monthly Affinity LPS newsletter and receive seasonally relevant updates on things that could impact your investment. Affinity LPS also offers discounts on home safety products like Stovetop Fire Stop and the Tattletale Portable Alarm. Protect your investment at AffinityLPS.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty listeners, guess what? You're hearing the sound of my voice. You are mesmerized by the sound of my voice. You are so focused and dialed in to this show that you're not doing anything else. But watch out. If you're driving and you are just like falling in love with me and my... I get it. Believe me. It's so cool. I would do the same thing. If you're that enamored, I would suggest that you pull over and just totally go straight to daydreaming mode. Absolutely. It happens to me every single morning when I look at myself. Wow. Totally kidding. That never happens to me. But it happens to me when I think about Sonia Booker, my guest today. And we've been having this awesome discussion about... just getting started in real estate investing, and she's a mentor of mine. She's a friend. She's so cool, and I love her take on just the first steps that you need to do to get started and to start that initial conversation with yourself in raising capital for your real estate investments. Sonia, let's go ahead and get you starting to comment a little bit about this, because you've been really successful in this world. You know how to work with investors, et cetera. If I found a deal, how do I pitch it to investors? How do I start the conversation with folks?
Oh, I was daydreaming. Oh, yeah. I was totally mesmerized in what was happening. Oh, okay. So how do I get started? I found the deal I want to raise the capital. So there are a lot of ways to raise capital for your deals. You really have to decide, you know, are you going to use some of your money? Are you going to use Gitto OPM, other people's money? And you want to leverage other people's money as much as possible, including banks and lending institutions, because the thing I like about real estate is where you go that you can put up, you know, 20% of your money and get 80% from somewhere else, all to build your wealth. I mean, it's like the ultimate. So real estate, because it has so much value and it's an asset, it's a hard asset. So that allows it to be very lendable. Is that a word? Because I make up words, and that's, you know, something I do. But,
yeah,
you know, when you do that, you're ever able to leverage. So I bring in this, and so that capital that you may have to bring in to the deal, you know, whether that's 10%, 20%, 30%, you could either look to friends and families, you know, to go in with you to do this. You could look at, you know, money that you have saved up. You could also look at something that I'm sure you guys talk about on the show a lot is, you know, the self-directed IRAs, which is a really good way to get started, get more information on that, because people a lot of times have this money, non-performing money sitting around that they would love to tap into, but they don't want to take a penalty on the money from, you know, a retirement account or something. And so the self-directed route is a great way to put money into play, even if it's just allowing you to leverage a little to get to the use of other people's money.
I love the self-directed route. And I also love the fact that in the equities markets right now, like if you're investing in stocks and stuff and you're like, hey, wait a minute, we just had this correction a few weeks ago. Maybe I need to start looking at something else. This is like, it's funny. I feel like when I think about everybody listening in, I'm like, this is the story that I tell myself, right? I'm like, everybody, all the gentlemen out there and the women out there, they're just looking at, they're listening to the show and they're like, maybe this is something that I should consider doing. And I don't know why I always put a British accent to it.
Should I
think it's just kind of, yeah. Should I, darling? Could you pass the gray poupon and it's tea? And I do feel like it should be given enough consideration, at least from the self-directed IRA perspective, because, listen, you might be doing well in equities. You might have your index funds, your ETFs, and you're like, okay, cool, I'm crushing it, dominating it, I'm happy, but I'm seeing a little bit of that volatility because of the correction. So what do I do to diversify?
Yeah.
Boom.
Right. Yeah.
Single self-directed IRAs make total sense.
Yeah.
Why, why do you feel self-directed IRAs are super powerful?
Because, you know, I remember learning about them years ago, and, you know, you're looking for all the holes in it. You know, you're like, this can't be real. Like, you know, okay, but you can't do this. Okay, but you can't do that. But you can't. And everything is like, yes, you can. Yep, you can do that. It's truly self-directing. So what I think over the last few years, when it has become more popular and we see it being used a lot more, is because people are at that point where they want to have control. They want to have control of the things that they want to invest in. Before, it was like, you know, just put my account, you know, with someone, and, you know, they're, you know, 5-star rating, and they're going to make me a lot of money, and they know, you know, all the ins and outs. And you, over time, start to realize, like, I know a little something too. Like, you know, and you actually make yourself know a lot more, because, you know, for crying out loud, this is your retirement, your fund that you're going to be living off of one day. So you want to grow that, and you want to, you know, be very cautiously, you know, in how you do it. But a lot of times what I find is people, that control factor of, I see the asset, I understand what I'm investing in, and you don't have to take all of the funds and do that. I've seen people just carve out a portion and say, this is going to be for real estate, whether that's for hard money lending or participating in equity deals or whatever that looks like. You know, this is the portion, I'm only going to self-direct this amount and grow that nest egg and not touch this other, you know, part over here. So you have options. I think that's good. Options and control.
I love those two.
That's why I think it's so powerful.
Yes. I love those two keywords. They're options and control. Control for me means, in the real estate world, I can move it. I can force value. I have the ability to do something. And that's something that I really like about real estate. I can buy it. I can add value. I can renovate it. I can sell it. I can rent it. I can Airbnb it. I can wholesale it. I can develop it. I can do all of these things. And I guess, don't get me wrong, I mean, I have a small portfolio in ETFs, and that's just there. You know, that I don't pay attention to it. It's long term. It's going to be there for a bunch of years. I'm not pulling out. It's going to stay there. But I also can't touch and feel stocks. Right? I can trade it. It's a digital contract. I get digital shares, etc. But it's not like I'm in control of the company. It's not like I'm in control of the management. It's like I don't have control of the products, the services, how things are, how the budgets are moved around, how capital is spent to grow the company or whatever. And that's a challenge for me, because I am a control freak. Like, I'm such a control freak, and like, I'm super OCD.
Yeah.
Right?
You're not as bad as Coach Gary, though.
Oh, yeah.
Gary,
no, he's
like over-the-top control freak. Yeah,
Gary Harper is another Think Realty coach, and he is over-the-top, like, control.
He has to check the pilots to, you know, he checks on the pilots when he gets on the plane. I thought that was just hilariously, now I have to start doing that.
It makes sense, right?
Pilot, I can't fly the plane, but I would feel more comfortable if I was here in this cockpit, because I'm in control.
Totally agreed.
I would be in control.
Totally agreed. We are going to break in about 30 seconds, but this is why I love talking to you. I mean, we can talk about legitimately anything and still offer some cool strategies. For those of you just tuning in,
and I think what's good is to diversify. I think that's where we want people to really get to, and we're all that way. We're both that way. Diversify.
We are going to break. For those of us just tuning in, my guest today is Sonia Booker. I'm going to tell you all about her when we come back. Don't go anywhere. For those of you that want to get in touch and you've been paying attention, you're like, holy cow, love the show, love her, love you. You know what? Awesome. Show us some love by going to soniabooker.com. Get in touch with her team, and understand what you can exactly do, the steps that you need to take in order to win with real estate investing. It doesn't matter where you start. You could be new. You could be a pro. It doesn't matter. Sonia does it all. Also, check her out on thinkrealty.com. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com as well. It's where I live. Also, we have a print magazine. Guess what it's called? Also, Think Realty. Pick up a copy at Barnes & Noble and the 84 Lumber Stores. And if you're like, hey, okay, cool, I want to test Abhi and I want to see if he'll actually respond to my question, well, I'll tell you something. Head on over to Instagram or LinkedIn or Facebook or Twitter and test me, and I guarantee you're going to get a response back. It's something that I love to do. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real Estate Investing Made Easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man, boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, girl, oh girl, oh girl, oh girl. It's fun for me to kind of think about and rev up for the next segment during the break, because it helps me to keep things in frame. It helps me to really dial it in and extract as much juice, as much knowledge as I can from my guest, Tanya Rooker. I'm sorry. No, it's Sonia Booker. Is it Sonia or is it Tanya? I keep forgetting and mixing up the two.
Don't you have like Tanya Rooker is in Dallas.
Oh, it's, she's the
Sonia
one in
Booker,
Dallas.
I'm having a fill-in for her. I'm the fill-in, but I'm good. Trust me. I got those.
I love this. I love this. I love you. So before the break, we were talking about the two keywords. We have options and control. And I was just talking a little bit about how I love real estate from control, right? We can touch it. We can feel it. It's a physical thing like an apple, right? And you can add value. You can renovate it. You can buy it. You can sell it. You can you have this physical thing, and you don't necessarily get that when you're trading stocks online. Now, I'm not saying that you should sell all of your stock portfolio and invest in real estate. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not going to advise you to do that. But what I do like doing is diversifying my streams of income, diversifying my investment activity. So I love my ETFs. They're going to sit there and grow. But I also love real estate because in real estate, you get income. You can depreciate the asset. You have equity. You have appreciation depending on the market cycle. And you can also leverage it. I love the word leverage because in the stock market, if you spend $10,000, you're going to get $10,000 worth of stock. In real estate, if you spend $10,000, or in this case, if you invest $10,000, you can potentially get a piece of property that's worth between $80,000 or $90,000. Awesome. So when you buy this piece of property, Sonia, you can have a bunch of options that whatever, right? You can Airbnb, you can rent it out, you can flip it. What are the options that you like the most?
You know, like what I remember, one of my first deals that I did by myself, and the thing was like bleeding, you know, money. Like it was like the worst experience ever. I was like, I'm losing money here. And it was a renovation deal. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. I'm driving by the house every day, and I'm just shaking my head, and I'm like, you know, oh, more money. I need more money to finish this property. And once I made it through, and I did make it through with, a dollar profit, which was, you know, fine, because my thing was like, I just want to break even. Because the lesson that I learned from it was so valuable. But even in when I was looking at, wow, this loss, I was still going up to the property every day, touching it, feeling it. I could see where the money was going. I could see what was happening. It wasn't like a pie in the sky or like a phantom type investment, like I lost money and it's gone. So in doing that, I was able to course correct the property because I had the asset. And it's like, if I just do this improvement, I could add this much value to it that then I could actually end up making a profit or a break even, or keeping it and renting it out to build my cash back up, you know, on it. So those options that I had were just amazing. So I approach real estate with, you know, an A, B, and C plan. Always having options and always keeping my options open and knowing my exit strategy on the purchase of what's my preferred equity strategy. You know, my preferred strategy, strategy A, my preferred is this. As if this doesn't work in 6 months, then I go to this. And if that doesn't work, then I go to that. You know, and it's like always knowing and doing all the numbers up front, your best case and your worst case and everything in between, so that you're not caught off guard. And I think that for me is so liberating, to have the exit strategy and to know it's multi-layered and options for that exit strategy.
During any market condition, right? Whether currently, obviously, we're in a seller's market, eventually that's going to turn. My prediction is toward the end of 2019, I adjusted that. I think I was saying after the first quarter into the second quarter of 2019 originally, and I adjusted that to the end of 2019. So what I think is at the end of 2019, we're going to have a little bit of a course correction in real estate. The real estate market's probably going to take a little bit of a hit, not something crazy like we saw in 2008. It's going to pipe down a little bit. But all the nerds out there are telling me that we're going to have a little bit of a course correction, and I think it's healthy for the market. What are some of your What are your favorite exit strategies in a seller's market and a buyer's market?
my favorite exit strategy, like right now, we're in a seller's market. And so when I buy now, because the values, you know, and I'm just so funny on how I even buy, first of all. And because of the market that we're in right now, especially in the Southeast and in the Atlanta area in particular, it allows me to change my strategy with what works. So I'm more concerned about income right now. So I do much more income producing assets. And when you're in a seller's market, when you're thinking about exiting, you really want to, no, I hate to say this. I really hate to say this because I rarely sell any property. I'm not a big, you know, flip fan. But there are certain times in certain markets where if you don't flip it, sooner or later, the value may not be there. And in normal situations, I like to hold my properties because you leave so much equity on the table if you flip them too soon. But when you're in a market that is, you know, going to, you know, course correct, you really don't want to be stuck with, you know, something that's overvalued. And so that's something you really have to watch for. And the way to really, you know, kind of circumvent that is to really buy it right on the front. You can't afford to make any mistakes on your buy. Your buy has to be super good so that it's almost like you can't lose in value on the back end. And that's where you make your money when you buy the properties. Make sure that you understand and know that. It's not, I'm going to make a boatload of money, you know, in the next 5 years or 2 years. It's going to be gradual, but you make the money on the buy.
So I want to talk about that. We've got to go to break in about a minute. And the, I mean, there's so much to talk about with you. I feel like we need to practice like our 3x speed voice, right? Like we're just going to come on the air and just, and then everybody's going to have to play this back at like a 0.05 speed. Yeah, exactly. We need to do that. But I love how you said your buy has to be super good, because super good is like a super like technical term that we use in the industry, which means that you need to be buying right. And if you buy right, that means buying lower and buying at a discount. And if you don't pay attention to that, then you can totally like throw your numbers off. And then all of a sudden you're going to be panicking when the market starts to take a little bit of a nosedive. And you don't want to do that, because you know what? You like your sleep. Humans love the sleep. You don't want to lose sleep over a bad investment decision.
It's so not overrated.
It's totally not overrated. Yeah, I can so use a nap. Like, you know, I totally. I'm like the kind of person that will wake up at 4:30 in the morning and say, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and nap for like 3 hours in the afternoon. Just because it feels so good. So if you're interested in not losing sleep and understanding how real estate investing and the numbers should make sense, stick around. We're coming to the last segment. For those of you that want to get in touch with Sonia and her team, go to soniabooker.com. She's like a national celebrity. She was written up in Oprah magazine. I mean, what has Sonia not done? She's written like a bunch of books. She's this powerhouse woman influence in the real estate space. She is at every event that I go to, Sonia has all the people around her. I'm like jealous. I'm like, okay, you know what? Why don't I have any people? But if you want to hear me break down, it's going to happen in the next segment. You better get a tissue. So we're coming right back. My friend and mentor and colleague and Think Realty coach, SoniaBooker.com. Got questions for me? Go ahead. Go on over to Instagram at Abhi Golhar, LinkedIn, Twitter, or you can just find me online at ThinkRealty.com. I get down and dirty with some of these real estate numbers as well. So if you want to learn how to invest, stick around, or head on over there. If you're driving, don't do that, though, because it's illegal to text and drive. I'm going to be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Listen up, investors. Where can you find educational tools and videos, industry insights, lists of wholesalers, lenders, and REI groups, plus deep discounts from top national home improvement retailers? All exclusively designed for real estate investors and all in one place? ThinkRealty.com. Sign up for your free intro level Think Realty membership today. Think time. Think wealth. Think purpose. ThinkRealty.com. It's a real estate of mind.
Open more, close more with 5 Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5 Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5 Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5 Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5arch.com, exceeding your expectations. Go to 5arch.com.
Protecting your investment property isn't an easy task. It takes knowing what to do and doing it. Thankfully, Affinity Loss Prevention Services provides education to keep your losses at a minimum and your property safe. Sign up for the monthly Affinity LPS newsletter and receive seasonally relevant updates on things that could impact your investment. Affinity LPS also offers discounts on home safety products like Stovetop Fire Stop and the Tattletale Portable Alarm. Protect your investment at AffinityLPS.com.
Sometimes things just click, and at PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com, finding private lenders to fund your real estate investment is literally as easy as the click of a button. That's because when you visit PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com, you can search our directory of lenders for free. We show you the lenders who can make your project a reality based on your particular needs. Then watch the funding come together before your very eyes. It's nice when things just click. Get started today at PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Radio Nation, people, listeners, it's the home stretch. My guest today is Sonia Booker, and a little bit about her. I mean, she is this real estate, like, super awesome woman influencer of the year in my book. She is a go-to thought leader on wealth creation and real estate investing, everything from the basics, because you can't just become a real estate investor overnight. You have to understand the basics of what you do, who you are, your investment personality, your strategy, the type of investing that you even want to get into. I'm a big proponent of that. You can't just say, hey, I'm going to wake up one day and go invest in commercial real estate. You need a pathway to get there. She equips folks every single day with the blueprint that you need to build wealth, essentially $1 at a time. And it's her brand. It's who she is. If you ever see Sonia in public or in person, she's all I love the color red she wears. And I purposely, when we were at Dallas for our Think Realty National Conference, I wore this little pocket square and it was like polka dotted red. And I was kind of, you know, nudging her a little bit. I'm like, hey, look at my awesome little polka dot. But all in all, she has like everybody following her around, like from people flying into Dallas just to meet her. And I'm like, I get nobody. I'm like, I need more people in my life. Oh, my God. And I need that. I need validation. Give me validation.
That explains why you were joined to me at my hip. Like, you know,
right?
Just like every time I turn around, like, oh. He's right here.
Yeah,
you're
totally.
Trying to, like, you know, feed
I'm trying
off
to like
of
leech
the, you
off
know,
of your energy.
Of it all.
Yeah, I'm totally trying to like leech off of you. You know what I'm going to do
at
next
me,
time?
Look at me.
I'm totally going to show up in like a red dress and just to compete. Like that's what's going to happen. Like, oh my God, I am Tanya Rooker and we're in Baltimore and it's going to be so cool. I don't know if I could do that.
You should totally do that. Totally. Okay,
you're
doing it.
Yeah,
it has become a double dare.
It's a man. Okay, I'm gonna have to figure something out. As long as we have like the best photo ops ever, I mean, we're just like a hop, skip, and a jump away from DC. Probably like I don't know. We'll figure something out there. I'm sure there's a play.
Yeah, it's a thing that your wife is so cool that you know.
Oh yeah,
it will be. You know, she's like, you're like, excuse me, honey, I'm just dressing, you know, for my role as Tanya Rooker today to hang out with Sonia Booker. So she'll be,
yeah,
she'll be
it's the, yeah, but it's going to be all about the Tanya Rooker show. I'm going to like have to borrow something from Vanessa. She's like a super crazy sport about that. She's like, I don't know how you're able to put all this together and you still have the energy to talk to people. I'm like, I inject myself with coffee in the morning. That's what I do. I don't know how this works. But yeah.
Well, you are quite amazing.
I don't know about
you. You really
that.
Are. You're like a, you know, it's actually kind of a, you know, 10th wonder of the world type thing. It really is. Your energy level is on high all the time. And I've known you for a while. And so it's not a, that's how he is on Mondays. But by Friday, he's like, ah, you know, and it's so true. It's so true. I stand with her in that wonder of how.
I don't even know. I think it's a story that I tell myself every day that I'm 8'4" instead of 4'2".
Yeah.
So it's fun.
That helps.
Before the
we're
break,
giant,
though,
a giant personality.
Yes. Before the break, we were talking about the right numbers for real estate investing, and I do want you to share your numbers because you don't like selling anything. Obviously, you enjoy buying, holding for the long term. We talked about income-producing assets, which is really, really important, especially for all the flippers out there, and especially as the market starts to trend a little bit and we start to see some fluctuation. What are the right numbers for you when you're buying property?
You know, I think what's so interesting about that is I don't have numbers. I actually buy deals based on criteria that is really quite interesting, and it's done per deal, because this is my philosophy. And you know, I buy property for not where it is today, but for where it's going. So when I'm investing, I'm not looking at so much the current market or the current what's happening. I'm looking at where is this going, and that's driving my decision. So I'm such a forward thinker, and if I get too stuck in the numbers on the front end, then I give up a lot of things that I don't see happening. Because I follow a lot of trends, and if you look at some of my videos on thinkrealty.com/Sonia, you'll see that my philosophy about really getting tied into your city or, you know, your chamber of commerce is, you know, looking at permitting department, really understanding what is happening in your areas and in your backyard, because now I want to go and get ahead of those trends and what's coming. So I'm in place by the time everybody gets there. So what's happening right now doesn't, you know, fuel me as much as what is going to happen. Yeah.
That makes sense. I mean, because what you're essentially doing is you are networking with the city officials, with the planners, with the directors, and you're going to the city, county, and saying, okay, who's responsible the expansion of some of these, like whether it's a green initiative or building out communities in specific areas, and then you'll say, hey, I'm going to be 2 or 3 years ahead of the curve. I'm going to go ahead and buy and hold in this area that the city's that the city or the county will grow to anyway. And you'll have the appreciation. And worst case, you'll just buy and hold and rent, whether it's a small multifamily or a single family house. And you know that eventually it's going to pay off.
That's exactly what I do. And that's exactly what happened to me buying property around Vine City, buying property around SunTrust Park, buying property where the, you know, airport, the, you know, Tropolis stuff is. And this is all things that were in the works, like, you know, 2 to 5 years before it actually came to fruition. And what happens with a lot of investors, they wait till, you know, they see the concrete being poured. And I'm like, it's all over with now, you know, like, that's over. The, you know, you're in the mix of like bidding wars and in the frenzy with everyone else. I've bought property and buy property that people are like, I can't believe you bought that. But because I know I can get it to where it just sustains itself as a buy and hold, you know, is rented. It may not be making, you know, hand over foot. It's taking care of itself. I'm making a little profit. But I'm waiting, and I'm waiting on value. And then that same property I could take, I could put $10,000-$15,000 in and create, you know, another $500-$600 a month and rent from it. I mean, it's absolutely, you know, insane what you can do when you're, you know, kind of having more of a foresight and a forward thinking when it comes to real estate.
I think the forward thinking piece is really important.
Follow those videos because I really lay it out, you know, some roadmaps out for people to understand, you know, how to do that, because it doesn't take you knowing the mayor or, you know, that kind of thing. Just getting involved, just going to neighborhood meetings, just finding those areas that you want to, you know, stake your claim in and get involved and understand where it's moving to.
I think that's a really good point. And now you're not only impacting the community, you're helping the community turn around, and you're positioning yourself for profitability, but I think also dramatic impact in the area. And then all of a sudden you'll start to see the schools get better, and then everybody wants to be in the area, and you're like, hey, this is what happened because you took a chance. Yeah. You believed in yourself. You have a very directed focus. You understand your investment personality. You understand the exit strategies that you prefer, and you're there. You're in it, and you're actually doing this stuff. We have to wrap up the show. We have about 30 seconds left. I mean, I'm always a proponent of giving out my guests' personal cell phone numbers so you can text them. Here's Sonia's cell phone. I'm totally kidding. That's
good
not going to happen.
Good thing you don't have it.
I know, right? I'm like, man, I wish I had your number. What's like one tip? We have 15 seconds. One tip, one lasting tip that you can leave with our listeners today.
Time control and options. You want to be able to analyze the amount of time you have to put toward investing in real estate and be realistic about that. You want to be able to put yourself in a position where you have control over your investment, and you want to have options when it comes to your exit strategy and building your wealth.
Time, control, and options. I think that wraps up the show. Give that some thought. Meditate on that, Think Realty listeners. Because once you do, and once you get a grasp of that, you'll be a better investor for it, whether it's in the real estate business or not. Sonia, thank you very much for coming on the show today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You got it. And if you want to get in touch with Sonia and her team, listen up, go to soniabooker.com. If you want to have a conversation with me? Hey, you know how to do that already. I'm all over the place on social. LinkedIn and Instagram is where I live. Check us out at thinkrealty.com. Sonia's done some amazing training videos there, as have I. And if you want to pick up a copy of the print magazine, check it out at Barnes & Noble and the 84 Lumber Stores. Until next time, happy hunting.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Biz Talk Radio.